الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على نبينا محمد المصطفى وعلى آله وأصحابه نجوم الهدى قد التقى ما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن للشيطان لمة وللملك لمة فأما لمة الشيطان فإيقاع بالشر وتكذيب بالحق وأما لمة الملك فإيقاع بالخير وإعاد بالخير وتصديق بالحق فمن وجد ذلك فليعلم أنه من الله فليحمد الله ومن وجد أخرى فليتعوذ بالله من الشيطان صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما Honorable elders, brothers, mothers and sisters who are listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا Verily, Shaytan is your enemy, فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا So consider him to be your enemy and recognize that he is your enemy. Shaytan is the azali and the abadi enemy of the human being. He was always and he will always be the enemy of the human being. And Shaytan declared his enmity with humankind and with Adam and his children from the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared that he was going to create the human being. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an announcement to the malaika and to the angels that I am going to create a creation called the human being. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human being and made the human being the masjood of the malaika. That creation that even the angels will be commanded to prostrate in front of them. Pride and jealousy took over Shaytan. Jealousy that I was the one who has been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I did not leave one hand span of the earth where I didn't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this many years I've been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of a sudden this new creation just comes today. And Allah Ta'ala wants me to bow down in front of Him? The same feeling that me and you get when we are working inside a company for many, many years and we've been in one position, but someone more talented than us comes and gets hired, and after a few months, after a year or so, he climbs the ladder of that company and he gets promoted to a higher position. Immediately, the feeling of enmity and the feeling of jealousy overcomes our heart, and we cannot see that person get promoted and we cannot see him climb the ladder, and we have a feeling of resentment towards that person and we want to see that person fall. So the same way, this feeling of jealousy took over Shaytan. And pride. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينٍ You created me from fire and you created him from soil. Fire is greater than soil. The quality of fire is that fire comes from the bottom to the top. How can I prostrate in front of a creation that you have created from soil? So Shaytan, he refused to bow down in front of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejected Shaytan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kicked Shaytan out of Jahannam. And that day Shaytan, he declared that forever I will be the enemy of the human being. And the same way I was kicked out and rejected and thrown out from the paradise and thrown out from Jahannam, I will make sure and I will try my best effort to make sure that every single child of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will not be able to enter Jannah. لَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ Shaitan said, I will definitely misguide them. Now my dear respected brothers and sisters, Shaitan has made a promise to Allah that I'm definitely going to deviate your servants. I'm definitely going to misguide your servants. The question is, when does Shaitan start working on the human being and when does Shaitan start making his effort on the human being? Is it from the time that he comes into this world? No. Is it from the time that this child reaches the age of maturity and reaches the age of puberty and becomes baligh, becomes mature at the age of 13, 14, 15? No. Is it when this child reaches the age of 18 and he becomes a legal adult? No. Shaitan starts his effort on the human being from the time the human being is a fetus in the womb of the mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran, هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who created you from one soul. ثم جعل منها زوجها ليسكن إليها. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a partner for the first human being, ليسكن إليها, that the human being can get sukoon and peace and tranquility from its partner. The human being is a social creature. The human being does not like to be alone. So Allah Ta'ala created a partner for the human being so that they can be intimate with each other. فَلَمَّا تَغَشَّاهَا Then when the human being, the first soul, became intimate with his partner, حَمَلَتْ حَمْلًا خَفِيفًا فَمَرَّتْ بِهِ Then the mother bore a child. The mother became pregnant with a very light pregnancy. فَلَمَّا أَثْقَلَتْ دَعَوَ اللَّهَ When the pregnancy is in its early stages, the fetus is very, very light. The mother does not even feel it. She continues with her normal activities, her daily routine, her work inside the house, her work outside. She continues with that. فَلَمَّا أَثْقَلَتْ But then when the pregnancy becomes heavy and the fetus in the womb of the mother becomes heavy, now the mother starts getting worried. Will this child be delivered sound and healthy, free from all sort of defects, free from any sort of illnesses, free from any sort of sicknesses? And that's why after when the pregnancy becomes heavy, then the mother will start going to see the doctor and start going to see the midwife and will get this scan done and that scan done to make sure that the child is healthy. And then the mother will start taking vitamins and will start eating healthy foods to make sure that the delivery goes well and delivery goes smooth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا أَثْقَلَتْ When that pregnancy becomes heavy, دَعَوُ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُمَا Then the parents start making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَإِنْ آتَيْتَنَا صَالِحًا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ O Allah, if you grant us a healthy offspring, if you grant us sound offspring, لَإِنْ آتَيْتَنَا صَالِحًا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ We will definitely be from amongst those who are thankful and those who show gratitude. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the couple's dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them pious and healthy and sound offspring. فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمَا صَالِحًا جَعَلَا لَهُ شُرَكَاءَ فِيمَا آتَاهُمَا Then once the parents receive a healthy child, which is all they wanted. دَعَلَا لَهُ شُرَكَاءَ Then they start assigning partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a whole story behind this verse of the Qur'an. But the point of this verse of the Qur'an is that after the greedy parents get what they want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after they get a child which is physically healthy, there are no defects, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He comes out from the picture. And now they start disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will have a party when the child is born. And in that party, they will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will have music and they will follow customs that are not from amongst the customs of the Muslimin. And they will start disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, Shaytan, he starts his efforts on the child not when he comes into this world, not after he is delivered, from the time the fetus is in the womb of the mother. How does Shaytan make an effort on that womb? Through the parents, through the mother. Shaytan will make the mother watch movies while she is pregnant. Shaytan will make that mother watch dramas while she is pregnant. Shaytan will make that mother watch serials, listen to music, eat haram food, eat doubtful food. Shaytan will engage the mother in evil thoughts. Those evil thoughts, those movies, those dramas, those serials, that music, all the haram that the mother engages in, the effects of that haram, where do they transfer? They transfer into the child which is in the womb of its mother. This is where Shaytan, he starts his effort. My dear respected brothers and sisters, this is not only something that Islam says. This is something that modern science has proven as well. Right? That whatever the actions of the mother are, the things that the mother listens to, it has an effect on the child which is in the womb of the mother. If the science says, if the mother has positive thoughts, then those positive thoughts will transfer to the child. If the mother has negative thoughts, those negative thoughts will transfer to the child. So if during the pregnancy, the mother is doing haram, engaging in haram, listening to haram, thinking about haram, then how can we expect that that child is going to grow up and become an obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hidayah is definitely in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hidayah is not in our hands, but we are accountable and we are responsible for our own actions. So that is why during the pregnancy, we should encourage our mothers, we should encourage our wives, we should encourage our sisters, that while they are pregnant, while they are bearing that hamal, they're bearing that pregnancy, they should engage themselves in the tilawat of the Holy Quran. They should engage themselves in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should engage themselves in sending durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They should engage in halal things. They should make sure whatever they eat halal and they eat tayyib. When the mother does ruku', the child does ruku' as well. When the mother does sajda, the child does sajda as well. So the pregnancy, that 9 months of pregnancy is a very important time. Then when that child is born and that child comes into this world, Shaytan, he continues with his effort. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, "Kullu mawludin yuladu yamassuhu shaytan." Every child which is born, the first thing that Shaytan does is he pokes that child. Why does Shaytan poke that child? Because when the child is delivered, the child is delivered face down in the position of sajda. When the child comes out from the stomach of the mother, the child comes out in the position of sajda. And when Shaytan sees that child in the position of sajda, he remembers that this is that same sajda that I refused to do, and because I refused to do it, I was kicked out from the heavens. So Shaytan gets angry, and then Shaytan, he pokes that child. فَيَسْتَهِلُّ صَارِخًا. And then the child, it starts to cry. Everybody else is happy. Everyone else is congratulating the parents. Everybody else is expressing their excitement over the birth of that child. But what happened? That child starts to cry because of the poke of Shaytan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that every child which is born, Shaytan, it pokes that child. And Shaytan is telling that child that now me and you are enemies, and the way I am bothering you right now, I'm going to bother you for the rest of my life. And then, as that child... And that is why, when the child is born, the first thing that we are told to do by the Sharia is what? Is to give the adhan in the child of that, in the ears of that child. That the first words that should enter the ear of the child is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Right? That is why when the child is born, immediately, the first thing that we should do is we should wipe that child, make sure it is free from all impurities and all sorts of blood. And then immediately we should give adhan in the right ear and iqamah inside the left ear. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nowadays, many of us, we do fulfill the sunnah, but we delay the sunnah. So after a couple of days, when the child is, you know, a little bit better, then we'll come inside the masjid and we'll bring the child to the imam sahab or the muadzin. And after 3-4 days, after 1 week, 2 weeks, then we'll give the adhan. No, this adhan should be immediately after the birth of the child. The father can give the adhan. No matter, the first words that should enter the ears of the child should be the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then shaitan, he continues his effort. He continues his effort as the child grows, and then the child reaches the age of maturity, and then the child becomes a teen, and then becomes an adult, and becomes an old man, until a person does not breathe his last breath, shaitan will continue making an effort to disguise the human being. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, إِنَّ لِلشَّيْطَانِ لَمَّةٌ وَلِلْمَلَكِ لَمَّةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the shaitan a special ability to speak to the human being, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the angel a special power to speak to the human being. فَأَمَّا لَمَّشُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِعَادٌ بِالشَّرِّ. What is the speaking of shaitan? Shaitan, he encourages the human being to do shar. He encourages the human being to do evil. He whispers into the ear and into the mind and into the heart of the human being to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to reject the truth. And that is what we call waswasa. And the speaking of the angel, fa'i'adun bil khayr. That is when the angel, he inspires the human being to do good and do to commit acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to accept the truth. Tasdeequn bil haq. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whenever the angel speaks to somebody and whenever the angel does ilham to the human being and inspires the human being, then he should recognize that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately he should say alhamdulillah, and he should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the human being is spoken to by shaitan, and shaitan, he whispers into the mind and into the heart of the human being, فَلْيَتَعَوَّذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, then immediately he should seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he should seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. Mighty respected brothers and sisters, Allah Ta'ala has granted shaitan this ability. We cannot stop shaitan from speaking to us. We cannot stop shaitan from whispering in our ears and whispering in our minds and in our hearts. This is not within our capacity. Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot do this on our own. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in the Holy Quran repeatedly that a person should constantly seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. And and the Quran teaches a very beautiful dua. وَقُلْ رَبِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, رَبِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. O my Lord, I seek your protection from the hamazat and from the whisperings of shaitan. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّي أَن يَحْضُرُونَ. And oh Allah, I seek your protection that the shayateen even come near me. Forget coming close to me and whispering in my ears. Oh Allah, keep them very far away from me. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we should make this dua constantly. After every single salah, we should make this a part of our dua. And our ulama and our scholars say, especially those people who have waswasa inside their salah, those people who have waswasa when they make wudu, those people who have waswasa when they make ghusl. Unfortunately, many of our brothers are afflicted by these waswasa. It takes them 10, 15, 20 minutes to make wudu because they're always in doubt whether my wudu is complete or not. It takes them half an hour, 45 minutes to make ghusl because they think that they might have left some part dry. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this is from the shaitan. The shaitan's purpose is to make the human being do israf and waste water, right? So our ulama say that a person who is afflicted by the wasawis of shaitan when it comes to wudu and when it comes to ghusl, that he should make this dua very, very frequently. Rabbi a'udhu bika min hamazati shayateen. Oh my Lord, I seek your protection from the whisperings of shaitan. Wa a'udhu bika rabbi an yahdurun. And oh Allah, I seek your protection that the shayateen and the satans and the iblis and the devils, they even come near me. So number one, my dear respected brothers and sisters, constantly seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, my dear respected brothers and sisters, keep yourself away from the environments of shaitan and keep yourself in the environment of the malaika. Keep yourself in the environment of good people. We're entering the last ashara of the month of Ramadan from Saturday, Maghrib Salah. The last ashara will start. The last ashara is a wonderful opportunity to seclude ourselves and keep ourselves in the environment of Quran. Keep ourselves in the environment of the remembrance of Allah. Keep ourselves in the environment of good people, pious people, bearded people, people who engage in tilawat and dhikr, people who have clean hearts, and keep ourselves in the company of the malaika and keep ourselves in the company of the angels. These 10 days, if we spend in i'tikaf and we spend in the company of the angels, this will have a very, very positive effect on our hearts, on our spirituality, and it will become easier for us, my dear respected brothers and sisters, to save ourselves from the wasawis of shaitan and save ourselves from the evil of our nafs. So those brothers were able to spend the last ashara in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perform their sunnah i'tikaf. You should make niyyah to do the sunnah i'tikaf. Those people who are not able to make the full sunnah i'tikaf of the last 10 days, then try and reduce your other worldly engagements and worldly activities, whatever shopping needs to be done. Finish your shopping before Saturday Maghrib Salah and then try and spend as much time as you can in the house of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have to go to work, go to work. But immediately after work, come sit in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engage in your tilawat, engage in your dhikr, do whatever good deeds we can. Insha'Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will have a very, very positive effect on our spirituality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost give me the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyina mawlana Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. Allahumma innaka afuwwun rahimun karimun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna ya karim. A'id baynana wa bayna khatayana kama ba'adta bayna al mashriqi wal maghrib wa naqina min al khataya kama yunqa athawbu al abyadhu min al danas. Allahumma طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء ولسنتنا من الكذب وعيوننا من الخيانة إنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم نعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين ونعوذ بك ربنا أن يحضرون. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما